I just have a word of encouragement to share with you guys tonight that you are of such great worth in the sight of Almighty God. You are so valuable to God. And this week in America is known as the Valentine's Week, right? We're celebrating that on Thursday. Valentine's Day traditionally is a holiday of expressing love to someone else, right? When a man says to a woman, "Would you be my Valentine?" what is he saying? He's saying, "I love you." He's expressing his affection to her, right? And tonight, God is asking us, "Will you be my Valentine?" What is God trying to say tonight? God is saying that he loves you, each and every single one of you, so very much. You are worth so much in the sight and in the heart of Almighty God. Friends, tonight you may be dealing with a sense of low self-esteem, maybe low self-value. Maybe as a child growing up, somebody abused you. Maybe they talked down on you and said you were worth nothing. But those people were speaking words inspired of the enemy. The Word of God says that the devil is a liar and the father of all lies. You are worth so much in the eyes of God, in the heart of God, as Sharon was saying, you are so precious. God has got a wonderful plan. He's got a wonderful purpose for your life. You know, in America, a lot of people look at material possessions and money as an indicator of someone's worth. I've heard it said, this person is worth this amount of money, this person is worth that amount of money. Friends, money and material things are not an indicator of your worth. Guess what? In the eyes of God, you are just as valuable as the president of this nation. In the eyes of God, you are just as valuable as a person like Bill Gates, one of the richest men on this earth. God is no respecter of persons. Amen? Let's turn to Acts chapter 10. Verse 34. Acts 10, verse 34. And this is what Peter says. He says this. "I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right." There is no respect of persons with God. You are so precious to God. You are worth more than all the diamonds in this world to Almighty God. Don't let anybody or anything tell you differently. God has got a great assignment for you this year. Find out what that is in prayer. Say, "God, why have you placed me upon this earth?" And God will speak to you. Friends, the way you think about yourself is the way that you will act toward yourself. The Word of God says in Proverbs 23:7, "As a man thinks within himself, so is he." As a person thinks within themselves, so are they. Friends, the way you think about yourself will be the way you act toward yourself. How many here have had a pet when they were younger, or maybe a pet that you really cared for? There's people out there, man, that, let me tell you, they just take care of their pets. They groom those pets every couple of months, every 3 months. They make sure it's, you know, its paws are clean and make sure it's trim and make sure that it's smelling good, right? Why? They value that pet. The way they think of that pet is the way they treat that pet, right? You know, the way you think about yourself is the way you will treat yourself. The way you think about yourself is to the level in life that you will go. You've got to think about yourself the way God thinks about you. And remember this, you are the apple of God's eyes. He loves you so very much. How many here, maybe especially women, like diamonds? Or maybe you've had a diamond in the past. Maybe an expensive one. You know, some women really like diamonds and they keep it on their fingers or they keep it in a safe place, right? Perhaps you get it polished. Perhaps they get it polished. They get it cleaned every so often. They take care of that diamond, right? They think highly of that diamond, correct? So it determines how they act towards that diamond. They care for it. Well, friends, remember this. You are a diamond in the eyes of God. He thinks highly of you. He is making something great out of you. And you've got to start believing about yourself, thinking about yourself the way Almighty God thinks about you. Does that make sense? God is so good all the time. Question is, how do you think about yourself? Do you think about yourself like a chicken or an eagle? Now think about these two different birds. A chicken is cooped up in a chicken pen all of its life, right? All it can do is fly maybe a foot or 2 feet in the air. It's afraid of everything. It won't take risks. It won't step out in life. It's a chicken, right? But an eagle is different. An eagle has got a good sense of self-confidence and esteem. It flies high. It soars in the sky. You don't see them flying together. The question tonight is this. How do you think of yourself? Are you a chicken or an eagle? In God's eyes, you are an eagle. And that is how you've got to see yourself, as an eagle. God wants you to soar high in your walk with Him. He has got something special for you. Amen? All right. Now, tonight, for the next few minutes, I want to talk about reasons as to why you are of such great value in the sight of God. Why are you of such great value in God's sight? Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. Why are you worth so much to Almighty God? This is about the account of God creating man. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." Verse 27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Why are you worth so much to God? Because you're created in the image of God. Part of God is on the inside of each and every single one of us in this room. Part of God is on the inside of you. How many here have a brother, a blood sister, a blood relative that you really love? Maybe a child. Well, look at it this way. Say this blood child of yours is hungry and you cannot provide it any food. And somebody walks by who is able to feed that child and does not feed that child. What does it do to you? It breaks your heart, right? Because that child is flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. But say somebody walks by with groceries, with resources, and feeds your hungry child. How do you feel on the inside? You feel great, right? When they bless that child of yours, that brother of yours, that sister of yours, it's like they're blessing you. Why? Because your blood runs through that person. Friends, it's the same way with Almighty God. We are created in the image of God. In a spiritual sense, we are flesh of God's flesh. We are bone of God's bone. And when somebody blesses you, guess who they bless? They bless God. When somebody brings a smile to your face, guess what? They bring a smile to the face of Almighty God. So the first reason you're important to God is because we're created in His image. Number two, the second reason that you are of such great worth in the sight of God is because you have a special part in the body of Christ. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 14. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 14. First Corinthians 12:14. This is what Paul the Apostle writes to the Corinthian church. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I do not need you. Friends, you are part of the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
How many here are part of God's kingdom tonight? Well, guess what? You have got a special part in the body of Christ. Without you, the body of Christ suffers. Because you're important. You're not a spare part, friends. You're not a spare part. You are a very important part in the body of Christ. You are indispensable. You cannot be done without. Now, they say without the big toe on your foot, you really can't walk a balanced walk. You're off balance, right? Without the big toe. You know, your body, you just can't walk a straight line really without the big toe. This is what I've heard. Now, in the body of Christ, you may not be seen. You may be like that big toe. The big toe on the physical body helps bring what? It helps bring balance, right? You may be a big toe in the body of Christ. Right? You may bring balance to shaky situations. Maybe there's a lack of peace in a situation, and God is using you to bring peace to that situation. You may be a big toe in the body of Christ. Maybe one person out there, some of you out there, are the hands in the body of Christ. You're there to serve, to pick up the chairs after a service, to help somebody with their flat tire, to use your hands to serve somebody else. And without you, the body of Christ suffers, friends. You may be a hand in the body of Christ. Friends, you may be the eyes in the body of Christ. Maybe God is giving you a prophetic gift, the ability to see ahead and tell somebody, be careful, go God's way. You may be the eyes in the body of Christ, and without the eyes, the body of Christ suffers. Friends, you may be a mouth in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ. Maybe God has called you up specifically to the role of an evangelist, to share the gospel with people. Maybe God has called you to be a teacher of His Word. Guess what? Without you in the body, the teaching would not be done as it should be done. And if you're a mouth, without you, the body suffers, friends. So why are you so important to God? Because you have a special part in His body, in His kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Does that make sense tonight?
Yes.
All right. One of the other reasons, probably the most important reason, that you are of such great value in the body of Christ is because of the price that was paid for you. What price was paid for you and for me? The price of the spotless blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Right?
Amen.
Does that make sense tonight?
Amen.
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 18. 1 Peter 1, 18. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Friends, we were once part of the kingdom of darkness. And how did God buy us back out? With the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. It took blood of priceless worth to redeem you, to buy you back. Why? Because you are of priceless worth in the sight of God. Now, about a year and a half ago, a friend of mine told me a story. Some of the ladies here might be interested in this. And this is what he said. He said, "Jonathan, I just bought my wife a diamond ring." I said, "Really? That's awesome." He said, "I paid $19,000 for it." I said, "Really?" I said, "That must be a gorgeous ring, right?" So yeah, I paid $19,000. I was like, "Wow." Let me ask you this. How was the price of that diamond determined? By the price paid for it. And the price paid for it shows its value. It's worth $19,000 because $19,000 was paid for it. How is our worth determined? By the price paid for us. And what price was that? The priceless blood of Jesus Christ, the spotless blood of the Lamb. You are so valuable to God, friends. He loves you so very much. Don't let anybody else tell you any different. And in closing tonight, I want to share this. How do you rebuild your personal sense of self-worth? Because remember, as a man thinks within himself, so is he. The way you think about yourself is the way you will act toward yourself. You will only go so far in life as you think about yourself. Are you a chicken or an eagle? Say it with me tonight. I want to be. Or I want to think of myself as an eagle in the kingdom of God. I'm going to soar on the high places with God. I'm on this earth. Not by accident, but with purpose. In Jesus' name. Amen. How do you rebuild your sense of self-worth? You know, when the enemy tries to throw lies at your mind that you're worth nothing, you're going nowhere, you just quote the word back to him. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. I am more than a conqueror in Jesus. You start quoting the word to the enemy when he lies to your mind. But in order to quote the word, what do you have to do? You've got to know the word. You've got to have the word stored up on the inside of you. Amen? Amen. So guys, I just encourage you this year, one of your New Year's resolutions should be to read the word of God on a consistent basis. Read it every day. The psalmist wrote, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." So when the enemy tries to lie to you about your self-worth, what do you say? What do? You start quoting the scriptures, the word of God. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, what did he do? Matthew chapter 4. He quoted the word of God from the Old Testament. And it says, after three times, the enemy fled. There's power in the word of God. Number two, when you get up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror. How many here get up in the morning and look at themselves in the mirror? A lot of us, right? When you look at yourself in the mirror, say to yourself, I am worth more than all the gold and diamonds in the world to God. Say it to yourself repeatedly. God loves me so very much. Friends, what you say to yourself repeatedly, you will begin to believe it. There is power in words and in the Word of God, most importantly. And finally, friends, if somebody is verbally abusing you, if they're demeaning you on a consistent basis and talking down on you, what do you do at that point? You're really not to take that anymore. You're to separate yourself from them. Because the enemy is operating through them to try to put you down. At that point, you just got to be like, you know what? I love you. I'm not going to retaliate, but I have to separate myself from you. Amen?
Amen.
Friends, the way you think about yourself, the Word of God says it. Proverbs 23:7. The way you think about yourself is the way you will act toward yourself. In Jesus' name. May God richly bless you guys. And just want to tell you guys tonight that it's been such a privilege, and I want to say thank you to the Salvation Army staff here in downtown Tulsa for giving us the opportunity over the months and years to minister to you. I began this ministry. I began ministering here on Monday nights back in September of 2004 and have been here over 3 years with you guys. And it's been an awesome, awesome privilege. It's been so good ministering to you. And I just received word this past week and spoke to one of the staff members here that the Salvation Army is making some changes. And they are going to start having more of their staff people, their chaplains, and maybe their majors, I'm not sure exactly, but more of their staff people conducting these chapel services during the week. So this is going to be our last week with you. And it's really difficult, friends. We loved you. We've grown close to you. And have loved ministering to you on a weekly basis. And, you know, Sharon shared it. She was very touched. She has grown to love you guys. We have all grown to love you guys. And this will be our last Monday night. And, you know, God has got great things in store for every single one of you. He's got great things in store for us, the volunteers. But don't know how to say it. It's difficult for me. I was kind of shocked when I found out. But, you know, we're submitted to their authority, to the authority of the Salvation Army. And this is the decision that upper leadership has made. And we're submitting to it. It's been great ministering to you guys, and I guess next Monday night they'll be having a new person ministering here. And from what I understand, eventually all the nights of the week will be under Salvation Army pastoral leadership. And it's been so great over the years to be with you guys, and we have grown close to you. It's a difficult time, but God has got great things in store. Amen? He's got wonderful things for you guys. He's got a special plan and a special purpose for you. Yes, sir. Will what now? I don't believe here at the Salvation Army, I don't think I'll be ministering here in this chapel room, but, you know, if God so leads, you know, He may open up an opportunity sometime somewhere, you know? And so we just wanted to leave that with you guys tonight. Have you guys received something from the ministry over time, those that have been here? Awesome. Awesome. We have, we've reached out to you with blankets and with clothing and with food, physical food, and then, most importantly, spiritual food. And we have a saying here at the Salvation Army, first the word, right? And then the bird. It was so awesome to minister to you in so many different facets of your existence. And we just want to minister to you tonight at the altar as we close the service. And if there's anybody out there tonight that does not know they're going to heaven one day, you're not sure. You're not sure that you're saved. But you want to know for sure tonight. I want you to raise your hands. We want to pray with you. We want to pray with you tonight. Or maybe some of you out there were following Jesus Christ at one time, but you went your own direction. You separated yourself from God. You got upset. You got bitter. But tonight you want to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. Does anybody out there tonight want to rededicate their life to Jesus Christ tonight? Yes, sir. I see that hand. Anybody else? Wanting to recommit their life to Jesus Christ. Anybody else in the house tonight wanting to rededicate or recommit their life? You know, friends, the next day is not guaranteed us. If you stepped into eternity tonight, where would you spend it? God wants you to spend it with Him. So I saw one hand out there. Anybody else tonight wanting to rededicate their life to Jesus Christ? Don't be afraid. Yes, sir, I see that hand. And the angels in heaven are rejoicing tonight. Anybody else out there tonight wanting to rededicate their life to Jesus Christ? Anybody else? Maybe some people here tonight are dealing with a low sense of self-esteem or self-value. And you're needing that built up in your life. God can do a miracle in your life. And you need prayer for that tonight. Raise your hands. Don't be afraid. Yes, ma'am, I see your hand. Anybody else? Needing that self-esteem built up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anybody else here tonight? Needing that self-esteem built up in your life. You need to know how much God really cares for you. Anybody else out there tonight? He's going to show you in big ways and in small ways in the days to come, in the months to come, how much He loves you, how much He's thinking about you. Anybody else out there tonight? Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Needing to know that God really loves you. He's thinking about you. Is there anybody out there tonight that maybe needs a healing in your body or you want to stand in the gap for somebody else? For somebody else's healing. Yes, ma'am. I see your hands. Anybody else out there tonight? Yes, sir. Anybody need more finances, maybe a better job? We want to pray for you tonight personally. Yes, I see that hand. I see that hand. Awesome. 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 Peace in your emotions. Those who have raised their hands tonight, please stand up. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. We want to minister God's love to you. Those standing up tonight, please come forward. Come forward. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Come forward tonight in Jesus' name. Awesome. God is good. God is good. Anybody else? Come forward tonight. Jonathan, if you can help me. Alan, Sharon, awesome. Praise God. If you guys can just kind of squeeze in here a little bit, we want to minister to you one-on-one.